Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 515.
On Now You Know. So Tesla Robotaxi posted Robotaxi app now available to all. Download to join the wait list, expanding access soon. And Elon said, Robotaxi app now available for download.
Awesome. Let me just go do that. And
oh, well, you're not going to be able to get it. Why not? Because you have an Android phone like I do. It's only available to Apple users at the moment.
They just said Robotaxi app now available to all.
Well, they should put an asterisk because it's only available if you have an iPhone. And I looked it up, by the way. Grok told me that 72% of the world uses Android. 28% uses Apple. So come on, people. Why do Apple people get all this stuff first? I still don't have companions on Grok.
Well, I mean, maybe they want to roll out Robotaxi a little slower. And so you get the smaller percentage.
They can control the rollout. It says right here, when you sign up for it, you don't automatically get it. You're on a wait list. And by the way, the updated app 25.8.10 has a new feature that allows the user, if you're using an Apple, to add a new stop at the end of your trip and submit feedback at any time from the support screen.
Interesting.
But we don't know about it because right. We have an Android.
But I mean, you know, it's just so you can slow down the rollout.
You can't slow down time. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Maybe that's why they did it.
No, it's because they're all on Apple and they think the world has Apple.
I don't understand. I've met a couple of startups that made a thing and it only interacted. They were like, oh, we're working on the Android thing. And then they went out of business before they got to the Android app.
Because you're missing most of the market.
But why does Tesla do this? Who's in charge? Like, I know that Elon is an Apple guy. He's been using Apple for a long time.
I also know they don't really like Apple that much.
Right. He is suing Apple?
Yeah.
Did I get that right? Aren't they suing them right now? Yeah, I don't get it.
So it appears now that Tesla's Robotaxi network is driving on highways in Austin, Texas. So Tesla's safety drivers are changing position.
Changing position?
Yeah. So take a look at this post from Gail Afar. September 1st in Austin, and our Robotaxi arrived with Tesla safety driver in the driver's seat, similar to the Bay Area. No logo on the car. Here's that first moment when I realized our autonomous car was heading onto the freeway.
Oh, I see. So if at the start of your ride, the journey will take you on the highway, then Tesla's safety rider changes seats, moves over to the driver's seat to have better access to the steering wheel and pedals because you'll be traveling at higher speeds.
And I know this change will probably bring about more fuddy headlines.
Tesla doesn't trust its own self-driving software.
Taxi driving, or is it the safety driver?
Elon's a big fat liar, and I hate him, hate him, hate him. And I wish he would just go away and live on Mars and stop making things and trying so hard to make us look bad.
Okay, deep breath. Deep breath. It's going to be okay. Yeah, but let's not forget that Tesla just started the Robotaxis on June 22nd, and Waymos have never taken the highway in 7 years, whereas Tesla is already driving on the highway in both San Francisco and Austin after just weeks.
It's over.
Waymos, I have the highway. So baby steps, people. Safety first. And even though Tesla doesn't have a PR department, they do have X channels, and Tesla Robotaxi explained. Safety monitors are only in the driver's seat for trips that involve highway driving as a self-imposed cautious first step toward expanding to highways. Just being safe. No worries.
Check out this headline. The government is investigating Tesla over delayed reporting of autopilot and FSD crashes.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about this.
If you go to ground.news/NYK, you'll see out of nearly 100 reporting sources Ground News analyzed, less than 10% are coming from right-leaning outlets, and only 2 are U.S. outlets.
And again, depending on where you get your news, the story might look completely different.
Left-leaning outlets emphasize Tesla's alleged opacity and deliberate delays in reporting autopilot and FSD crashes.
While right-leaning ones focus more on the business impact of such investigations, highlighting the stock dip and regulatory pressure on Tesla as it aims to expand its self-driving technology.
This is the kind of partisan spin that fuels public division.
When news is filtered through political lenses, there's only going to be more outrage and more conflicts unless we have reliable sources of information.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time. They show you the bias, credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, to help people break free from echo chambers and see the full picture. And we just knew that our viewers would love what they built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on stories that we bring you, to their blind spot feeds that surface other important stories that one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring, Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling we were already doing.
which is why we got our viewers 40% off the same unlimited access Vantage plan that we've been using every day. That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded. And we know it'll do the same for you.
So Edmunds has rated the new Model Y the best car that they've driven in 2025 after testing over 200 vehicles.
All right, all right, all right.
They posted the new Tesla Model Y is the best car we've driven in 2025.
And they say in their article, the ride quality is perhaps the best among its competitors, and those interior build quality issues, they're entirely gone. The cabin took a much needed leap forward in both fit and finish and materials alike. Its other positives still remain. There's an incredible amount of cargo room between the large trunk and frunk. Acceleration is plenty quick enough for the everyday haul, and you'll net well over 300 miles of range as long as you don't drive like an absolute loon all the time. We get that its minimalistic interior won't be for everyone, but hey, at least you get a turn signal stock. Lots of digs there for a car that they love so much. Tesla posted, after testing over 200 vehicles, Edmund says new Model Y is the best.
Andy Lunt said, that's what she said.
And Gregor Truck said, so that's not how it works, but I like where your head's at.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
So Mark Benioff, the Salesforce CEO, visited Tesla headquarters and he said, Elon's Tesla Optimus is here. Dawn of the physical agent force revolution, tackling human work for $200,000 to $500,000. Productivity game changer. Congratulations, Elon, and thank you for always being so kind to me. And so check out this video of Optimus getting him a Coke.
Hey, Optimus, what are you doing there?
Just chilling, ready to help.
Hey, Optimus, do you know where I can get a Coke?
Sorry, I don't have real-time info, but I can take you to the kitchen if you want to check for a Coke there.
Oh, yeah, that'd
be
great.
Let me know if we should go.
Yes, let's do that. Let's go.
Awesome. Let's head to the kitchen.
Okay.
Okay, go.
I think we need to give it a bit more room. Right now, it's kind of paranoid about space. It'll be able to walk a lot faster, too.
And Elon said, you're welcome. Now, a lot of people have said, like, wait a minute. It didn't really react that well, and its hands look like mannequin hands. Yeah, I think this was just a demo for Mark, and I think that maybe Mark didn't understand that he was standing a little too close to Optimus. Pretty cool, and it's gold.
So, well, I mean, we've only seen white Optimuses. Well, we've seen silver Optimuses as well, but I mean, we haven't really seen like a different colored one. This one, I guess, is like Robotaxi gold. Might tell you something. But when people own Optimuses, do you think that they're going to be painted? And do you think that are going to be like, oh, my Optimus got
they're gonna
a
dress
scratch.
Them up.
My Optimus got a scratch on it. I'm going to have to send it back
You're going to have Optimus robots that repair the scratches on other Optimus robots.
Will it be able to repair itself? I'm like, apply and paint.
We seem to be made to suffer. It's our lot in life.
I know that all we're hearing about lately is that Tesla's Europe sales are down. But there are some bright lights, and one of them is Turkey.
Yeah, Tesla was the number one selling vehicle in Turkey in August with 8,730 units sold. That's up 86% over the previous month. And by the way, only the base Model Y is available in Turkey. Year to date, Tesla has a 21.5% market share in Turkey, and that's against all kinds of cars, ICE and BEV.
What's Tesla's BEV market share?
In August, Tesla held a 50% BEV market share in Turkey, and it's a giant country.
And that means that Turkey is going big on EVs, because I thought it would be a bigger BEV market share. Wow.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Also, Tesla sales in South Korea and Taiwan are super strong.
Yeah, Tesla delivered 7,974 vehicles in South Korea in August. That makes South Korea Tesla's third biggest market after the US and China. The Model Y is South Korea's number one imported car, and the Model 3 is Korea's number two imported car.
And in Taiwan, Tesla is number two in overall vehicle sales. That includes hybrids and gas cars, making Tesla the only pure EV in the top 10.
The Model Y has been Taiwan's best-selling EV for the third consecutive month. And in Norway, the Model Y has bumped the Nissan Leaf off its perch. The Model Y is now Norway's all-time best-selling EV, 81,334 registered in the country.
How many Nissan Leafs are registered in Norway?
81,229.
So it took Nissan, 14 years to sell that many? And it only took Tesla 4 years to beat it, because the Model Y has only been out for 4 years. And it's not just all those countries. Tesla had a great August in China as well. In fact, the best sales month this year so far.
Up 22.5% from July, Tesla sold 83,192 vehicles from Giga Shanghai in August. Now, these vehicle sales are a combination of sales to Chinese customers and vehicles that are exported to other markets from China.
Okay, so looking at Tesla Chan's chart here, it looks like Tesla came close to beating their August 2023 and 2024 sales, but not quite.
That's true. And there's a bunch of reasons. I mean, one of which is that Chinese EV competition has been heating up with lots of other models to choose from.
And companies like BYD and Xiaomi have been slashing prices to grab up market share.
Right. And we can't forget that China has been experiencing a financial slowdown as their property markets are way down. Real estate was 25 to 30% of China's GDP. And now with housing starts down by 68% from last year's peak, many Chinese households have been feeling the pain from what had been double-digit GDP growth for decades.
Also, Tesla didn't have FSD available in China until recently, and the Model Y L variant only started selling on August 19th, so we should see a big September.
Yeah, we've been hearing that Tesla has sold 120,000 Model Y Ls so far, with sales of about 10,000 per day.
And I just want to take a step back and talk about it for a second. If you had told me, Jesse, we need to make a new kind of Tesla variant in China, I would not have come up with the Model Y L. I would have gone, well, China, we should make it smaller. We should make it more compact. We should make it cheaper. I would not have made it bigger. I would not have added more seats. And yet they did. And apparently they were really right. Why did that happen? It's because they have a factory in China with engineers in China with Chinese people who work there. And they said, here's what the Chinese market wants.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that no other company on earth could have come up with that, but I'm not sure if Volkswagen, BMW, Ford, I'm not sure if they would have been able to more easily penetrate the Chinese market.
That's what she said.
Jaguar did a good job of figuring out what their customers wanted. So now, just like at Giga Texas, newly built Tesla vehicles drive themselves autonomously off the factory line, out the door, over to the on-site superchargers, and then park in the outbound lot at Giga Berlin.
Drone pilot Tobias Lind spotted this a while ago, but it has now been confirmed.
And I wonder if this is going to happen soon at like Giga Shanghai.
Or if it's already happening.
Right, we just don't know it yet. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. Elon reposted this from the International Space Station. The SpaceX Dragon cargo spacecraft completed an initial burn on Wednesday, testing the spacecraft's new capability to help maintain the altitude of the orbital outpost. So I guess they're going to use their thrusters to help keep them alive?
Yes.
A little bit longer? It's falling?
Low Earth orbit is tough because you're always getting pulled back into the planet. Basically, the atmosphere
is slowing you down.
Mm. So you have to kind of counteract that. And the ISS has its own thrusters, but it's cool that Dragon can just do it itself.
President of SpaceX, Gwynne Shotwell, posted more than 50 years ago, in an extraordinary national endeavor, we sent astronauts to the moon for short stays. Now it's time to focus on putting hundreds and eventually thousands of people on the lunar surface to live and work. Starting with Artemis 3, Starship will truly change the game. This is a race not to repeat what has been done, but to do much more. Don't bet against American innovation.
Oh, that's exciting.
And Elon Musk posted this. No AI was used to create this.
Wow. That's awesome. Can we rotate that? Okay, great. And now if you're watching this in full screen, just screenshot it and make that your background. You're welcome in advance.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. And by the way, we have the winner of our Patreon Tesla wall connector giveaway. This was our fifth giveaway this summer and the second Tesla wall connector.
Just get to it. Who won?
William Weber.
Congratulations, William.
Grok randomly picked out of over 300 entrants, and Grok went through and only counted one entry per person, even though over a dozen of you entered more than once. And a couple of you instructed Grok to pick them. Didn't work.
William, we will be sending you your Tesla wall connector.
And don't be bummed if you didn't win, because we are launching our sixth Patreon giveaway.
We're going to be giving away a brand new Tesla Model Y Frunk cooler. So just comment on today's post over on Patreon for your chance to win.
Let's go do the Patreon bonus stories. We'll see you there.
All right.
All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the Patreon shout outs. Who do we got today?
We have Christopher Botner,
Bernardo Almeida,
Hunter Stone Mountain Oxley,
Joachim Ekblad,
and Martin Otterbach. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this show without your help.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And Elon said, instead of arresting the violent criminals, the police in Britain are told to arrest people who tell the truth on social media. And he said, legacy media lies relentlessly. The U.S. Department of Energy posted, and this is Secretary Wright, when you add wind and solar onto a grid, you don't remove the need for coal plants, nuclear plants, and natural gas plants. You just end up having to maintain two grids. Maintaining two grids is always more expensive.
And Farzad said, why is our Department of Energy run by morons, LMAO?
And Elon said, tragic.
Yeah, it really is.
Dave Lee posted, I'm thinking this is just the intro to Master Plan Part 4. The real Master Plan ought to have more specifics. Just my two cents.
Elon said, fair enough. We'll add more specifics. Now, he already had said that he wanted to keep it so that way people could actually read it and not be
we want 400 pages.
I know.
NBC issues correction after using the wrong pronoun for mass shooter. She used female pronouns.
Elon says, sniveling cowards.
Elon said, my observation is that a major driver of white males becoming trans is the relentless propaganda portraying white men as the worst human beings. If those lies land, especially during vulnerable teen years, and they are given an option to be a celebrated group, some will do it.
Michael said, interesting theory, and may also explain why so many white women support transmania despite the harm it causes them and their children.
Elon said, 100%. Elon then said, why are police in Britain arresting citizens for social media posts instead of stopping child throw them a white feather. Jason Calacanis says, Optimus from Tesla will be the most successful product in the history of humanity.
Elon said, it will take incredible effort, but I think it's possible.
Rupert Lowe, MP, says, I've never been more concerned about the state of our country. We really are in a deep, dark hole.
Elon said, only way out is to fight for your freedom.
And he went on to say, Farage is weak, runny sauce. He won't let reform even stand up for their own people, e.g. punishing their Epping member, and he will change nothing of significance politically. Go with Advance UK, Ben and Tommy for the real change that's needed to save Britain. Diego says, any person with half a brain knows that all of Elon's companies are in their infancy.
And Elon said, probably true.
And this is an aircraft carrier, Elon said.
Carriers are strong against weak enemies, but hopelessly weak against strong enemies. Mark these words.
Elon then posted, step one, buy a load of GPUs. Step two, Step three, profit. If you're wondering what that's from, it's from South Park. Grok said, Elon's post is a nod to the South Park underpants gnomes meme, where the plan is to collect underpants. Number two, who knows? Three, profit. Here it's about AI, buy tons of GPUs for training models, skip the details, and profit. Likely poking fun at XAI's ambitious goals.
And Elon said, bullseye, laughing face emoji.
Eric Doherty said, breaking President Trump on Elon Musk. He said, quote, I liked him. I always liked him. I like him now. He's a man of common sense. He's a good man. He got off the reservation incorrectly, and that's okay because, you know, it's just one of those things. But he's a good person. He's got, you know, 80% super genius, and then 20%, he's got some problems. And when he works out the 20%, he'll be great.
And Elon said, a fair assessment, laughy emoji. So Elon Musk and Trump have made up, I guess?
I guess.
Or... 80% made up.
You're getting there?
Yeah.
All right, it's time for EV tip of the week. And I know it's weird to give a tip about a feature on a car, but Teslas have something called valet mode. And years ago, we made a funny video about it where Jesse dressed up as a valet so we could explain it to you.
Bob, take good care of it.
I sure will.
It's an electric car, so be careful.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, thank you. All right, well, let's see what's in the glove box.
Cha-ching! Oh, yeah. That's cash.
Basically, this lets you put in a 4-digit PIN before you drop off the car to valet so that while the valet is driving your car, he or she can't see where you live or see any of your personal stuff.
Unfortunately, this has become a big thing, especially in California where people go out for dinner. And then since the valet knows that you're not at your house and they can see where you live, they send someone to your house or they just drive your car to your house and they rob you. So with valet mode, this can't happen.
Also, valet mode limits the top speed and acceleration.
That is super not insane. That was boring. That was lame.
It prevents them from blasting music, so they can't just hang out in your car. And if you want to use it, it's under the driver list. So just tap on your name at the top of the screen, and one of the options is valet. Type in a 4-digit code that you're not going to forget after you come back out from the restaurant, and you're all set.
When you come back out of the restaurant after your meal, just type in that 4-digit code again. Everything will go back to your driver profile.
Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody.
Don't forget to enter for your chance to win the Model Y front cooler over on our Patreon. Just $1 a month gets you all of our Patreon bonus stories and chances to win great prizes. So what are you waiting for?
We'll see you guys again on Sunday.
Now you know.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.